You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome, welcome back to episode 8 of Zargate Pulse. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and I am disappointed to begin with. I was hoping by now, another week in Portugal, I'd be fluent enough, I would have picked up enough words to be able to bring you this podcast fully in Portuguese, but it's not happened, it's not worked out like that. I've been too busy playing the games in Zargate, too busy with the community, too busy with meetings, too busy with Roman and the team this week. We've had so much going on that I just haven't been able to pick up any new words at all. So we're just going to have to do this podcast in plain old boring English. But good news is I do have lots to share with you. We've got a packed show this week. We're going to start with our community question. I've got some updates to bring you around Trophy Road, some new games. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our proof of play time model for some clarity around that and our tokenomics. I've got some updates around the community champions as well and our regular giveaways. So let's get into it.
Community question of the week.
Thank you this week for all your questions over on X. They are coming in thick and fast. Remember, 50 diamonds to the community question of the week. And this week's goes to Askar Ali, who wrote and asked, if only 7% of the token supply is allocated for the airdrop to the community, then where will the remaining tokens go? And this is a good question because it obviously has a very simple answer, but it also plays into our tokenomics model going forward after the TGE. And we've spent a fair amount of time in recent weeks talking to you about pre-market and pre-sale and airdrops and what happens before the TGE, but not too much about what happens after the TGE. So I thought this question would be a good time to address that. So the 7% for the community is before and ahead of our TGE. And it's just a kind of effectively a series of one-off events. And then after the token generation event, and we effectively do our full launch, then the 93% remaining goes within our proof of playtime model and emission structure that is going to be emitted and mined by the players on the platform every day over the course of 10 years. We're going to be having some periodic halvings in that we've spoken about before, but effectively, you as players play your favorite games on the platform each day. A certain amount of tokens are mined for that day and distributed amongst all the players of that day. Now, just to dive a little bit further into the proof of play time element of that, because some people have been saying, and I've been hearing some feedback about them not being able to play certain games or not having a computer to play desktop or their mobile device not being compatible for certain games or they're not enjoying it and they're not having enough time and whether this is going to impact them going forward. And the answer to that is no. Because when we launch fully and we switch on our proof of play time model, you'll be able to play any of the games that you want, effectively up to a maximum time of 2 hours per day. So you'll log into the platform, play the games, do the quests, and the timer will start, and you will have to 2 hours to play whatever you want, whether it's the tower defense game, whether it's Amakin, whether it's Warface, whether it's any number of new games that will be on the platform at that time. You choose. You don't have to play all of them. You can choose just one to play it for 2 hours. You can dive around and play six different games over the course of the 2 hours. That is completely up to you, and you will always be rewarded the same, regardless of what you choose to play. Now, obviously, When you add in boosters and artifacts and things of that nature, then you can increase the tokens that you get out of the pool for each day. But don't worry about having to play all the games or games that you don't particularly enjoy, because you will just be able to play what you like and be rewarded for it. So I hope that answers the question. The 93% there under that model will be distributed entirely amongst the players and the gaming studios, similar to this community airdrop event. No tokens are specifically reserved for team members. No tokens are specifically reserved for investors. They are purely mined for the players and distributed on a daily basis. Okay. So thank you for the question. I will reach out to you, Askar, on X to get your details to attribute your diamonds into your account. If you'd like to submit a question to try and earn yourself 50 diamonds for next week's podcast, please do send me your question over on X. Remember, I am at #D, that's #HASHD, and use the hashtag this week with your question of I love Pulse. ILOVEPULSE. I love Pulse. And I'll put that hashtag in the show notes and I will pick my favorite question for next week.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
Another massive week in terms of updates onto the platform. And nothing bigger, I would say, than to talk about than the introduction of Trophy Road and the new quests and road lines that you will be able to get down to get some further rewards, and with it some brand new artifacts. So a little bit about Trophy Road. There are three Trophy Roads for you. There's a free one, there's an epic one, and a legendary one. You can upgrade to the epic or the legendary by purchasing it with sapphires, which you can swap for your Telegram stars, or via USDT on our website, pay.zargates.com. I'll put a link to that web page in the show notes at the bottom. And you can choose which trophy road that you go down. Quests and are the same, but obviously the rewards are larger for the epic and then the legendary one. An important thing to note, because I've had some questions about this, is that if you get the legendary trophy road, you do also get the rewards for the epic and the free one. So though you'll only be able to use the artifact of the legendary, the top tier one will always apply, you'll have the others there that you can trade on the marketplace in the future. So the best thing about the trophy road, I would say, as well as the ability to now earn extra emeralds and diamonds and coins, is the introduction of some new artifacts that you can earn. Both of the first two new ones, Hammer and Shield, are related to the tower defense game. Go down the trophy road, gain your experience, and you'll bump into those artifacts. Hammer, particularly excited about this one because so many of you have asked to be able to play the tower defense game more times per day. Hammer will allow you to do that. You'll be able to increase the amount of tries of the game each day. Obviously, the epic hammer and the legendary hammer come with increased amount of tries. And then you'll also bump into shield artifact for the tower defense game, which will give you extra lives in the game. So you can increase the amount of lives that you have for your tries, go further, last longer before the orcs inevitably catch up with us all and kill us. But with the extra lives, you should be able to get further in, get more coins, and get higher up the leaderboard. So do dive in to the quests, gain the experience, go down the trophy roads and gather all of that stuff. Let me know how you're getting on. I'm loving the bonuses so far that you get from the first steps. It's enabled me to get a lot more coins, which I need to get more tickets. So let me know how you're getting on with those. Things are coming thick and fast now as well in terms of the new games, and the platform is ever looking more like a catalogue and a gaming platform almost every day at the moment, because we yesterday, that's Thursday the 22nd, at the time of recording this podcast, we announced the soon-to-be introduction of Warface Go. That is all done and signed and ready to go for you guys. It looks like a really cool shooter for mobile, so looking forward to diving into that. And before we can do that, however, today we released Westland Survival, which I teased for you last week in the podcast because it is from the same studio and developers as one that we're already familiar with, Amakin. Westland Survival, another RPG game, but set in the Wild West. Very cool. I've already dived in. I am taming my horse as we speak so I can start riding around. Built my base. Looks really cool. The graphics are great. The gameplay is slick. I think this one is going to be an awful lot of fun. So sign into the app, do it through the platform, and start leveling up and getting your rewards for Westland's Survival. And the last thing that I want to briefly touch upon, and I will have more details about this in coming episodes, but we kind of introduced it earlier this week, is the introduction of Magic Dust, which is your way, effectively, of being able to monetize your assets by making them into tradable NFTs. So at the moment, everything that you earn and collecting is soul bound to you and it's yours to be able to use. But in the future with the marketplace, if you want to be able to trade things, then you'll be able to package them as an NFT using the Magic Dust and be able to sell these on the marketplace. One quite cool example is the coins that you're collecting. You're currently using the coins to purchase token allocation tickets and artifact boxes. But in the future, you'll be able to package and put all of your coins that you collect into a coin box, use Magic Dust to turn that coin box into an NFT, and then you can sell your coin boxes with your coins that you have earned in the game to other players on the marketplace, which is pretty cool. So we've got plenty more use cases for Magic Dust, and I will talk to you about them in the future, but just wanted to give you a little introduction into the thinking about how that's going to be useful for you in the coming months.
What is coming up soon?
So to finish, I just want to talk about the updates and the new sprint that's starting today for our Community Champions group. I know many of you that listen to the podcast are part of that group, and thank you so much for being a part of that. I know I say it a lot in the announcements, but really means a lot to us, your support and what you're doing in there. I'll touch upon it, and then at the end, just if you're not part of the group, I'll give you some information about how to get involved, because today's a great chance to do that. So we finished the first 2 week sprint, and we accumulated everybody that achieved at least 80% of all the available experience points, and that list has been accumulated and has been sent off for the 100 diamonds to be allocated to all of your accounts, and I anticipate that being there over the weekend, so do check, but I will announce it when they have all been uploaded so you can go and buy your tickets and your artifact boxes with it. The second 2 week sprint started this morning, so great time to get involved. And if you didn't meet the thresholds for the last 2 week period, or you didn't join in time, don't worry, because effectively now everything gets reset today. So we will continue with our overall leaderboard, but the new quests starting today onwards for the next 2 weeks will be on a separate sprint leaderboard, where everybody will be starting again from scratch at zero, to try and get again up to the 80% level for this 2 weeks. So it's important to note that for each 2 week period, it's 80% of the quest for that 2 weeks, not 80% in total. So you have to keep active, keep checking back there every day, and we'll be taking a snapshot again in 2 weeks' time for further payments. If you would like to get involved, we do have an open channel on Telegram. It's just called Zargate's Champions Announcements. But I will again put the link below in the show notes. Go and join that channel. Check all of the announcements and how to dive in and do all of the available quests. And you will be joining us with diamond payments every 2 weeks. Right, that's it from me for this week. I've got to get back out there and learn some lingo. So hope it's been a good week in Zargates and you've enjoyed all the updates. Keep smashing those coins, keep buying those tickets, keep shouting about it in public. We're building such great momentum now. So many more people are reaching out, talking to us, taking notice. I'm getting flooded for inquiries of other companies and investors that want to get involved. So let's keep building, let's keep progressing, and let's keep having fun all the way to next week's show.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.